Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy, and welcome to the Shepherd's Call. Call a friend, tell them we're on the air tonight, praise Yahweh. Got some good information coming down the pike for you, and we're going to speak tonight on four steps to victorious living, and we're going to cover those steps systematically, one by one, and we're going to try to explain to you the situation of the day and how to survive in this wicked world. The scriptures is full of instructions, and yet we wait for our local news to give us the instructions. And, of course, all news is slanted to be perpetually bad, negative, or demoralizing. And we are then more addicted to looking up to whoever we look up to, Big Brother. In this case, our employers, the industries, and things of this nature. We are in a recession. We've been warning you as our time goes on that we have been in a recession for quite a while. Today it became official. It was already admitted. We're having hundreds of thousands of men and women across the nation laid off. There is quite concern. Now in the marketplace, we're going to have a blue Christmas. Oh dear. And things are going to get very bad according to the news of today. Well, in Afghanistan today, we lost a helicopter. The report was that it was due to weather. It went down in Afghanistan, and the crew was rescued and delivered back out of Afghanistan. We have troops now increasingly on the ground. We have advisors in the north. The war is going to be increased, and we are in for a time of trouble. Next week, we're going to get into the reasons that we are, in fact, in a war in Afghanistan. And it is very clear after you see the picture and understand the process. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are now beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel on what's going on in the world. And all the information that we have is that it will continue to get bad. Well, step number one, be not deceived. That is the scriptures, our Heavenly Father telling us in the end time. The first warning that He gave us in Matthew chapter 24 was to be not deceived. Now, that is a chore. That is an obligation, that is a duty for you to search the scriptures and to pray and to fast. You say, oh, buddy, I just don't have time. I've got to get my news from NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, and on and on. And they're telling me that things are going to be all right. Well, the Bible says, be not deceived. Now, let's look into one of the deceptions that's going on, probably the largest, biggest deception in the world is who was the first Jew. We know that Saul was the first king of Israel, correct? And that John was the first man called a Baptist, correct? But who was the first Jew? Neither Adam, Seth, or Noah are called Jews. Nor was Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. Moses himself was not called a Jew, and neither was Saul. David or Solomon was never called a Jew. You won't find the word Jew in the first 11 books of the entire Bible. The first time Jews are mentioned in the Bible is in 2 Kings 16, verse 6, where we find the Syrians, who were allied with Israel, drove the Jews from Elath. Now, turn over to 2 Kings 16 and 6, and you will get a hint of what I'm going to teach you tonight in the Scriptures, as it says, be not deceived. Well, if we have continuously ingested this rhetoric that has been put in our minds from World War I, 1914, as a matter of fact, this propaganda was beginning to be pushed very hard that the Jews were God's chosen people. But here, Israel and the Syrians teamed up together to drive the Jews from Elath. Is it not interesting that we can read over 500 pages of the Word of God before we find the word Jew? Shouldn't that give you cause for pause and reflection on who are the Jews? Now, let's take it like this. We know that the first five books of the Bible was written by Moses. He wandered through the wilderness for 40 years, and he couldn't find a Jew anywhere. He didn't find any. Yet those who call themselves Jews today claim that the first five books of the Bible were written for them, and it is their Torah. Well, we'll cover just exactly what their Torah is. It is not the first five books of Moses, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Talmud. That is their gospel, and you will be surprised. If you're a Christian, you ought to be flabbergasted or appalled at the information we gave last night in Who's Who and Who's a Jew. You can find it very strange that those who say they are Jews claim the first five books of the Bible, none of which mention the word Jew. Well, how are you going to lay claim to something don't even mention you as an inheritor? And so how could they claim the first five books of Moses being theirs as the Torah? Oh, we're all so Jew-minded. We've got to look at the Jews. Remember this quote. Write it down if you would like to frame it for a reference frame of mind. The greatest predators are those who disguise themselves as the prey. Now, notice here, as we go into Revelations 2 and 9, I've quoted this several times. I will re-quote it for emphasis tonight. I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews and are not. Now, the first 11 books of the Bible does not contain the word Jew. The first five books of the Bible that they claim is written to them does not contain anything in reference to them. Why then would it be their Bible, or how could they be God's chosen people? I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews and are not. Now, ladies and gentlemen, today, as I speak right now, there is a large group of Khazaric Jews with no bloodline ancestry back to Seth, Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. So, therefore, they could not be God's chosen people. And yet, they have won over the sympathies of the entire planet. Especially the Christian race who goes and supports them with tithes and offerings, and our own government, which spends billions of dollars. And then we hear the leader of Israel, Israeli, that says, we own America. This is from the president of Israel, Sharon, when he said, we Jews control America. Well, you say, well, that was a fraudulent slip of the tongue. And he apologized for the remark. Oh, really? Well, then let's go back to 1883 and let me give you who said it. The great ideal of Judaism is that the whole world shall be endued with Jewish teachings. and that in a universal brotherhood of nations, a greater Judaism. In fact, all the separate races and religions shall disappear except Judaism. That is a quote from the Jewish World on February the 9th, 1883. Well, ladies and gentlemen, have they had an agenda as the predators that they are those that disguise themselves as the prey, and yet they themselves are the wolves in sheep clothing, as they have convinced the world mightily through owning all the media exchanges, and now all the major banking corporations in the world are controlled by the international banking cartel, and it is run by the Canaanites, ladies and gentlemen, who Rothschild, the Red Shield of Rothschild, the father of banking, and now the international conglomerate that he has spawned across the earth, he holds one half of the wealth of all the world. Let me repeat that. The Rothschild Enterprise, and they themselves, ladies and gentlemen, claim to be Jewish, but are not. They are Khazaric. But they own one half of all the wealth accumulated in the world. If you ever wondered why you are a pauper and you don't have any wealth, ladies and gentlemen, they've got the odds stacked against you. You could win quicker at Caesars in Las Vegas than you could by playing this Russian roulette game of chase the endless dream, or the carrot and the stick, and the pie in the sky, as they promise you a chicken in every pot, quote-unquote Herbert Hoover, who dumped all the wheat in the sea to make good times for the Jews after they had crashed the 1929 stock market and made billions as a result of the crash. Who made money? International Canaanites. Now, let's go and give you a little history here. We know that God, Yahweh, changed the name of Abraham, or Abram, to Abraham. Genesis 17:5, and that God changed the name of Jacob to Israel, Genesis 32:28, but nowhere in the Bible do we find that God changed the name of Israel to a Jew. Therefore, there is no authority, none whatsoever, by which those who say they are Jews can claim to be Israel. Remember Revelation 2:9, I know them that say they are Jews but are not, but you have found them to be liars, and they are of the synagogue of Satan. Now, the first warning of the four steps to righteous living is, number one, be not deceived. Have you been deceived? Did you think that the Jews were God's chosen people? If you have thought that, then you are incorrect when those that cannot trace their bloodline back to Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob and have no mention in the first 11 books of the Bible and the first five they claim is their own, and they are not the inheritors, they are never mentioned as to the death of the testator. Christ did not die for the Jews. The Jews killed Christ. You say, oh, yeah. But see, they didn't know who he was. If they'd have known who he was, they wouldn't have killed him. Well, why does it say in Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Father, forgive them not, for they know what they do? Oh, you say, oh, dear Lord, buddy, you've got that all wrong. My Bible says, glory to God, that it says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Well, that's the English version, and we're going to get into you and show you how that over time these ideals of truth were formed from a lie. And if you tell a lie long enough, it turns into truth by the masses that are deceived. Warning, be not deceived. By the time that the Messiah came, Yahweh Shua, the word Jesus in the King James, and I'll use that for emphasis here to show you what they've done. By the time of Jesus, the word Edom and Edomite had been translated by Greek and Latin into Idumea, or Idaos, or Idus. Also, it included in this meaning were the terms Judah, Judean, or persons living in Judah. The original King James Version of the Bible, 1611, translated Idorium, Judea, into Ooze or Jews. It wasn't until the revised editions of the King James Bible that the word Jew, J-E-W, appeared. Now think about that. In 1740, the 1611 edition didn't have the name Jew in it. But after it was revised in the 1700s, and when it really got to going in the 1800s, the word Jew, J-E-W, appeared. The word Jew does not, I repeat, it does not mean Israel or Israelite. Now, rethink your thinking position here, for thought creates experience. And you become either a victim or a victor of your thought process. Remember, your thoughts can deceive you. The Bible said, be not deceived. Words, which are nothing but thought process or material given to your mind to think on, are empowering or disempowering. You can either be blessed or cursed by the way you think, because by your words of thinking you're justified, and by your words of thinking you are condemned. Eliminate words such as Jew from your vocabulary because it doesn't appear in Scripture. It was an added addition to Scripture. Nowhere is the word Jew connected to Israel. Don't be overly enamored or overcome by tradition. Learn that usually that which you seem to be right is usually wrong, because the Bible says there is a way that seems right, but the end thereof is death. Therefore, let me conclude that the first Jews were Canaanite, Edomite, and Hittite. And that's who Israel was fighting against and drove them out of the land that they later occupied. Jews were Canaanite, Edomite, Hittite. It is certain, according to the Bible, that these Jews are not Israel. You will find in 2 Chronicles 13, verses 16 through 17, that Israel and Judah were at war, and Judah slew 500,000 men of Israel. Israel was the northern kingdom and had separated from Judah, who remained in the south. In 2 Kings 17 and 6 and 18 and 13, we find that Israel and most of Judah had then, by then, been taken into captivity by the Assyrians. Many claim that this was the end of the 10 tribes of Israel who were separated from Judah, but in Hosea chapter 12, verse 1, we read that the Israelites were alive and well and had entered into a covenant with the Assyrians. Now, we taught you how that Israel were evicted from the land for breaking the covenant commandments of Yahweh, and that they were captured and taken to the land of Assyria. This is in Iraq and Iran and those areas there in Mesopotamia. Now, when they begin to be freed, as time went by, they begin to exit Mesopotamia, and they took the route of the Caucasus Mountains. Therefore, these people that followed this route through history were later known as Caucasian. These were the evicted Israelites that lost their identity down through history, and slowly, but very slowly, there is an emergency, And there is an emerging awakening of Jacob Israel, and we are now pushing the emergency panic button. Wake up and be not deceived. The second step of victorious living is be not troubled. Christ gave us these two clues in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew. Be not deceived and be not troubled. Now, once you learn your identity, then it's your job to win your family. These family members will fight you with the revelation that you are Israel and the Jews are imposters. These that say they are Jews are not. Now, there is a tribe of Judah. This tribe was also evicted from the land, 586 B.C., taken to Babylon, and yet the Jews that say that they are from the Babylonian captivity came back with a Talmud. And in this, they use some very graphic illustrations of what their plan and their objective is. Now, what would that be? Well, it is to deceive the very elect. We read you last night that they say that Jesus was illegitimate and was conceived during a menstruation cycle from a whore, and that he deserves or is now in hell being boiled in semen. Well, let's see. Judaism, as it expresses itself from the Talmud, approves of sodomy. Listen as I read in the Sanhedrin 5:4b. If one committed sodomy with a child of less than 9 years, there is no guilt incurred. Well, if you heard my message on the night of Halloween, when I told you on the full moon that thousands of young children would disappear, the sodomizing and ritualistic bloodletting, as they also love to drink blood in their sacrifices. Now, let's see if that is true. In the Sanhedrin 64a, it approves of child sacrifice to animals. He who gives his seed to Molech incurs no punishment. Sanhedrin 64a. Are we getting through to you yet? Be not deceived and be not troubled. Well, the other two steps, we're going to get them after the break. We're going to come back and really kick it up a notch or two. You come back with us. This is the Shepherd's Call. You're listening to Pastor Buddy on the truth tonight in the four step. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Got a good one going here tonight on the four steps to victorious living. And we're not talking about to be rich in this world, high-minded, or to look prosperous. Matter of fact, we go the opposite here because Yahweh didn't call many mighty rich nobles into this movement. He chose the poor, the true-hearted. Although it's not a sin to be rich, it's a sin to keep your riches from furthering the gospel and the kingdom. Now, we got down to the last thing that we were discussing before the break, and we told you that child sacrifice to idols is okayed in the Sanhedrin Talmud on 64a, verse 64a, in the Sanhedrin. Ask a Jew the next time you run into one if they will give you a copy of the Talmud. They say it is a book above the Torah. Ha, ha, ha. No wonder. Well, what about cursing parents? Matthew chapter 15, 4 says they shall be put to death. Let's see what the Sanhedrin 66a says. One who curses his parents isn't punishable unless he curses them by the divine name. Huh. Well, let's see if they allow enchanting. Deuteronomy 18:10, and levy shall, none of you shall be an enchanter or a charmer or a consulter with familiar spirits. The Sanhedrin says it is permitted to consult by charm the spirits of oil and eggs and make incantations. Sanhedrin 101-A. Bestiality is condemned in Leviticus 18:23. but it is condoned in Yabayamoth 59b when it says women having intercourse with a beast can marry a priest. The act is but a mere wound. Well, let's see here. It goes on and on. Murder is condoned. If 10 men smote a man with 10 staves and he die, they are exempt from the punishment. Sanhedrin 78a. Well, murder is forbidden in Numbers 35:18. He that smites a man with a stave so that he dies is a murderer and shall be put to death. Well, ladies and gentlemen, are we in conflict with the first five books of Moses? And are the Jews, does that really belong to them? They don't obey it. Why would you think it would? Let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. This is Nathan, the prophet, to David, explaining to David that God would take Israel out of Palestine and plant them in a place of their own, fulfilled, as I have told you, after they were exiled into Assyria. They were released from Assyria, not permitted to come back to the sandbox, but they exited and went into and through the Caucasus Mountains into Russia and up into Western Europe to become nations such as Germany, France, England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Scandinavia, Finland, Iceland, and so on. They were later mostly converted to Christianity. Mistake number one. Oh, they had to have a God. You see, by nature, we need a God. Israel prefers a God. We don't care if it's a three-headed God. We'll just take it. And so the Catholic Church was there to give us Christianity. And we bought into that delicious apple and found out later and now today that it is poison. Here it is, as he tells his disciples in Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 and 6, to prove that the Israelites were not in the sandbox at the time, even 2,000 years ago. The Messiah said, go not into the way of the Gentiles. And yet the Jews calls us Gentiles, and we believe it, when we're actually Israel, and they are themselves Gentiles or foreigners. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He didn't tell them to go to the Gentiles. Well, the bellbox preachers tell you that Paul was sent to the Gentiles. We explained that word last night in Strong's number 1492. And let me show you something right here. Of the house of Israel, they did, and the white Caucasian Israelite countries became known as the Christian nations of Europe. And from there, we began to hunt under pressure, persecution. We began to seek a country or a nation where we could have freedom. Therefore, we came to America, the United States of America, and the Jews themselves cannot be Israel, for in John 8:33, they admit that they had never been in bondage. And these Canaanites that were talking to the Messiah hadn't been. And yet the Messiah acknowledged that they were the seed of Abraham. Now, that brings up an interesting point here. If they were from the seed of Abraham, how then could they not be his people or his children? Because they simply got into the house of Israel as the snake would get into the hen house. They came in by discrepancy or by polluting the bloodline of Judah. Genesis chapter 38, verses 1 through 4, tells you how that these evil ones crept in from the Canaanite faction and mated with Judah. This is the son of Jacob. He is a legitimate son to obtain the kingdom or to heir in the kingdom. He's one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, when they got mixed into the bloodline, they began to be bosses. They began to be priests. And they later became known in the time of Christ. He called them Pharisees and Sadducees. hypocrites, liars, and deceivers, and whipped them out of the house that it had took Herod 42 years to build. Well, we noticed he didn't go in there and bow his knee. He went in the wilderness when he wanted to pray. Where do you go? Do you have you an altar made? Are you online with the Father? Are you doing that which pleases Him? Be not deceived. Be not troubled. And verse 8:33 says, they admitted that they had never been in bondage. We know that only legitimate Israel was in Egypt in Assyrian captivity. Jesus told the Jews in John 8:42, if God was your Father, you'd love me. Jesus also told them in John 10:26, you're not my sheep. Well, you say, buddy, that's because they were blind, and glory to God. Now, we covered that last night in Romans 11:25-26. It wasn't the Jews that was blind, ladies and gentlemen. It was Israel. It's the reverse of what you've been taught. What's up is down, and what's down is up, and what's in is out, and what's out is in. And we could go on and on and on about the paradoxes of truth as lies have prevailed and lies have replaced truth. And truth in the last days will be so scarce there will be a famine in the land for hearing the real truth of the word of Yahweh. Wake up, my sheep. Verse 27, he says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. It's the voice of Christ. We white Caucasians and kindred peoples who live in America, Canada, and other countries also heard the voice of Christ as we became Christians, and it was we who are legitimate Israel. And yet we're told that we are foreigners and have no call to the birthright. Ladies and gentlemen, I am on record tonight saying that the Jews never had the birthright to start with. I don't care whether they were legitimate or illegitimate. The birthright was to the sons of Joseph, Ephraim. Therefore, even if the Jews were who they said they were, they are not the birthright people. My, how we have been replaced with a lie. And did you know that sheep love lies? They like to follow goats. And it's just a Israelite trend. It's a weakness that we have. We don't know the difference between wolves and sheep. If they look like sheep, then we follow. A goat looks pretty close, and we'll even follow a goat. And we know that's not a sheep. Now, let's get into the other step here, step three. Step one was be not deceived. Step two is be not troubled. Step three is continue in the things that you've learned. If you will continue in this thought process of reprogramming your mind as it has been programmed to believe that the Jews are God's chosen people, you've got to drop that thought process and reinvent your mind through truth. And then continue in the things that you have learned. In verse 4 of the process of victorious living, to make yourself a candidate for the kingdom is know the word. Search the scriptures, for wherein you think you have eternal life, you have none. Many Christians will stand before him that day and say, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? And then the Lord will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Matthew 5:17, I am not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill. Therefore, those who are legitimate Israel are still under the laws of Israel and must obey or suffer punishment. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we suffered punishment when we were exiled, and now we're being punished while we are in the land of milk and honey one more time until we wake up and become aware of our heritage. America is the great and the mighty nation that Abraham was to become. We fulfill all the prophecies right from my tape. Who is Ephraim? Who is the birthright children? And you'll see in Genesis 18:18 that we were covenant people to keep the truth as it is written in the Word. Now, let me assure you that these steps are in line with the Word of Yahweh. Matthew 24:4, take heed that no man deceive you. Isaiah 59:19, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of Yahweh shall lift up a standard against him. Well, the enemy's coming in like a flood, and we don't have enough spirit to even flutter the wing, let alone raise the body. And they're talking about a rapture. It'll be more like a capture. And the evil will be taken off this earth, praise Yahweh, and the righteous will inherit it. When Yahweh covered the earth with a flood, he said he will put a rainbow in the heavens after the flood, Genesis 9:12-17, and the same thing that destructed the earth and destroyed them that didn't believe saved them that did, because water saved Noah and his household. Praise Yahweh. Now, James 4:7, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Satan is a liar. He's a perverter of truth. He can change your love letter, ladies and gentlemen. He changed it in Genesis 3. He changed it in Luke 23:34. He changed it in Revelation 5:5. And the deceit goes on. And the price of ignorance is you become the prey to the predator. For the greatest predators are those who disguise themselves as the prey. Oh, the poor Jew. If you speak out, you're anti-Semitic. But if you prove in scriptures that you are a Semitic, Israelite, a Caucasian, with the birthright ability or birthright privileges of the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then they hate you. And the Bible says they will, because they hated Christ, they hated his disciples, and they will hate you, because you shall be hated. John 4:1-4, we're warned to try the spirits. Try the spirit, every spirit that confesses that the Messiah, Yahweh, Jesus Christ in the King James, is coming, the flesh is of God, and every spirit that will not confess that is an antichrist. You say, oh yeah, but we know, we've had it explained to us, Pastor Buddy, why that they're antichrists. You see, they got their eyes blinded. They didn't know Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, that's opposite of what the Messiah said. He said, my sheep know my voice. Everyone that was there that heard his voice were the Galileans. Those from Judah, those who were mixed bloodline, would not hear. They were the serpents that killed him and set away with him. And he didn't come out of Judea. He was not born in Bethlehem, Judea. Right from my tape, Christ was not born in Judea. He was born in Bethlehem, Ephratah. 65 miles difference in the geographical as the crow flies. And we've got the proof in the puffin. If you'd like to see it, remember, be not deceived. Step number 2 is be not troubled. Step 3 is continue the things you have learned. Step 4, know the word. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, let us remember this, ladies and gentlemen, as kingdoms are divided tonight against kingdoms. We're in Afghanistan for one thing. It is a land area that is sorely needed by the United States and the Western world for oil. Write for my information. I will be glad to send it to you on why we are in Afghanistan. We are there to take the oil, 500 years worth, trillions of dollars in the surrounding nations of Afghanistan. The reserves are there, ladies and gentlemen. It's a matter of the technology and how to get it out. And that's what the war's all about. Russia went in there and tried to subdue them. And now that the big bear couldn't do it, the lamb that is speaking like a dragon, they're going in to do it, praise Yahweh. And they will get the job done. You can believe that, they will succeed in building an oil pipeline from one coast through Afghanistan to Pakistan, and they will be shipping oil, they think, in years to come. Well, that's the reason we're there, ladies and gentlemen. Know the truth. And this little discourse tonight is brought to you by our sponsors and Miracle 2. You can obtain Miracle 2. It's good for scratches. It's for dry skin, earache, for energy, eye wash, fever boosters, toothpaste, common colds, cholesterol, contact lens, colic, cataracts, cancer, age spots, allergies, athlete's foot, arthritis, bed sores, body odor, burns and scratches and bruises and things of this nature, Miracle 2 soap, Miracle 2 neutralizer, Miracle 2 neutralizer gel, Miracle 2 skin moisturizer, and Miracle 2 moisturizing soap. This is the products that are keeping us here tonight with the truth. Now, if you would like to have Miracle 2, simply do this. Do my sponsors a favor. Call this number tonight, 1-877-289-7439. Or you can call 1-888-281-7320 or 1-866-761-0438. All these are toll-free numbers. Won't cost you anything to call. Leave a message on voicemail tonight. Tomorrow, regular business day at 9, there will be somebody there manning the phone. They will take your order and get you in touch with those that have a Miracle 2. And you can live safe in a world that is unsafe tonight. Praise Yahweh. Perilous times have come. Now, if you'd like to contact us here at the show, The Shepherd's Call, simply address your letters to Pastor Buddy. That's all you need, Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, that's 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip is 37824, New Tazewell, N-E-W-T-A-Z-E-W-E-L-L, Tennessee, 37824. If you'd like to call this old 65-year-old prophet, well, you could talk to me tonight at area code 423-626-2172. I've been a searcher on the scriptures for 50 years. And ladies and gentlemen, I've flipped a page and burnt a candle, and I know what can be read and what can't be read. I know what is truth and what is not. Be not deceived, for Yahweh is not mocked. Whatever you sow into your mind, that you become, and by being victim of the wrong seed or the wrong sayings, you have become a result of your own thought process, and it will either condemn you or it will free you. If you've got the truth in your heart, if you're a true sheep, even if you have been deceived like I was for 30 years, living in deceit, preaching everything that I knowed within me. And then here came the truth. I stepped up. And I hit a home run when I got into the magnanimous name of Yahweh. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What is the name of the Father? What is the name of the Son, if you can tell? Proverbs 30 and 4 will give you the clue and the key and the question there, and it took me 30 years to find the key. Now that I have the key, I know who I am, and I know who they are. I know who my Savior is, and I know who isn't. Praise Yahweh. I know who the people of Yahweh are, and I know who isn't. I know who's a who, and I know who's a Jew. Praise Yahweh. So, don't run out and jump on that poor Jew if he's legitimate from the tribe of Judah and he can prove his birthline back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It should be an easy thing. He should have come across the Caucasus Mountains. And those that remained in Palestine, ladies and gentlemen, write for my information on those that remained. The bad figs that stayed in there were the mixed Canaanite Judites who now have become the Pharisees and the Sadducees, very pious. Beware of them. Be not deceived, for Yahweh is not mocked. whatever you sow, that shall you also reap. Now, fear not, there's a lot of fear in the air today. Satan is a deceiver. He comes to torment your mind, stress you out, and get you agitated, and then you look for security. And by doing so, you are capable of trading away the very rights that you have. The only thing that will protect the Second Amendment is a gun. You take away the guns, and the Second Amendment has no meaning. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call, that's our cue that our time is up. We've enjoyed being with you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And if you'd like this information, just call me here at area code 423-626-2172. All right, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. We'll see you Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yahweh bless Jacob Israel wherever they congregate tonight.
Each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.